The word today is reform. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Human institutions often need to evaluate and double-check their goals. Sometimes reform is needed to get them back on the right track. This is also true in the church. And here from our archives with a simple formula is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, reform.
We have been talking about reforming the Christian church, and we're trying to discuss the three pillars that were used during the time of the Reformation to serve as a basis for how the reform should take place. I've discussed in a previous program sola scriptura, meaning scripture alone, meaning God's word, the Bible alone, as the basis for what is true, what is accurate, what is trustworthy. So I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that. I just hope that you heard that broadcast. And if you didn't, you can write in and get a copy of it because it's extremely important. I don't want to ignore it at all. Let me just summarize very quickly that the early church had put documents from church councils, from the papacy, from different encyclicals and writings, had elevated them to almost the same position as the Bible. And as a result, if you had something in one of those documents and statements, let's say that referred to something like, pick almost any doctrine, something that was said in that statement, and people said, well, we have to give it the same weight as the Bible. Maybe that wasn't even discussed in the Bible. And so you can see, because they have a different perspective, because they looked at it that way, they came to different conclusions. That's why at an accident scene, for instance, police will try to get people from different angles, someone that was behind the accident, someone that saw it head on, someone that saw it from the side view. All of these are going to have a slightly different interpretation. If you take a book, for instance, that has a very pictorial cover, let's say there's a painting on the front of the cover, or all kind of flashy colors and lettering, and look at that side of the book, you're going to have a totally different interpretation and a different view of what someone is looking at if they're looking at the back of the book. All they see there is the back cover. There's no printing on it. There's no picture on it. And so you can have people looking at the same object but have entirely different impressions and entirely different perspectives about what it is they're seeing. So the very first part of the reform was to say, we will only use the Bible, only God's word. No other documents, no other statements are going to be comparable to God's word. If it's in God's word, we will teach it. If it's not, then it's open for question and open for debate. Now, the second pillar, in addition to sola scriptura, was sola fide, and the Latin word sola means only. Only fide, meaning faith, only faith. Now, there were a lot of errors that had crept into the early Christian church, and one of them, as a matter of fact, you can trace it within the Bible, because there was a conference, a church conference, and they were trying to debate whether or not a Gentile could become truly a child of God. And some of the Jewish people were saying, well, we're not quite sure about that, but if they were circumcised, which was an act that the Jewish people were told to do, if they were circumcised, then we could be more sure. Then we could be more certain that they truly were the children of God. Now, you see how terrifying that was. How terrible that was, because now they were adding something to God's word. They were saying, not only is your faith necessary, but also circumcision. Now, through the years, the church has done some of this and has needed reform time after time after time. And let me give you a contemporary illustration. I have bumped into Christians that have said, well, we're not sure that you're a Christian if you don't speak in tongues. And they've tried to make something like speaking in tongues the evidence of their Christianity instead of talking about faith. And so I've known people that have more confidence in their experience of speaking in tongues than they do in the simple faith in believing in Jesus Christ. And they've tried to elevate that particular act as though it makes you a higher level Christian or gives you a greater degree of concern that you are a Christian than if you don't speak in tongues. Now, that's just as horrible as it was back in biblical days when they were talking about circumcision being the requirement. And so during the Reformation, they made a very strong point of it, saying sola fide. It is only faith that saves. Now, they weren't trying to deny good works or in any way say that good works were unimportant. As a matter of fact, if you know your scripture in James 2, it tells us that if there are no good works there, that person's faith is dead and ineffective. Because if the faith is genuine and real, the result will be that Christ who lives in you, in your faith, will produce good works. And so there is evidence of the faith in the good works. But what the Christian church was trying to reform and get straightened out was saying, you are not saved by faith and good works. No, that's an error. That's a biblical error that is not correct. The scriptures say you are saved by faith and faith alone. It is a gift of God. And one of the things that will happen if your faith is genuine, you will do good works as proof of the fact that your faith is real. So that became the second pillar of the Reformation. Only scripture, only the Bible, and only faith. Faith is what saves. Believing in Jesus Christ as the only Savior, believing that his suffering and death upon the cross and his resurrection from the dead, that through his suffering, death, and resurrection, he has taken your sins away and paid the penalty and the price for your sins, that faith is what saves, and only that faith is what saves. There's no other way to come to Christ or to come to salvation. The Bible makes it very clear. There is no name under heaven given among men. There is no one else that you can go to and claim salvation, only in Jesus Christ. Now, the third pillar of the Reformation was sola gratia. Gratia means grace, by grace alone. And that tried to eliminate all the errors that had crept into the church, as though some things you did, whether it be good works or something like that, could somehow earn you the favor of God. That somehow, if you did this and this, you would deserve to be forgiven. And of course, that would be horrible. That's a direct denial of what God says. And so the Reformation made it very clear that one of the big important pillars was it is only by God's grace, only by his love, only by his goodness that we can be saved. It is totally undeserved. It is totally unmerited. In no way, even a portion of it, can we earn or in some way cooperate. It is totally and only, I like that word, sola, only God's grace and his love and his mercy toward us. Let me just mention something here. Once in a while, you run into people that have had an accident or a serious illness or a handicap of some point, and they talk as if God is unfair to them. You know, I wish God would be fair to me. Oh, I hope you never say that. Oh, I hope you never say that, because we are all sinners. We all deserve God's judgment and his wrath. It is only in his mercy and in his love and in his grace that he forgives us and gives us faith and gives us the gift of salvation. Don't ever ask God to give you what you deserve. My goodness, if we got what we deserved, we'd be zapped and cooked to a crisp right on the spot. That's what we deserve, God's judgment and God's wrath. And his horrible anger is what we deserve. So the reformers, and there were many of them at that time, thank God, all around Europe, trying to get the church to recognize we need to get back on track. We need to get straightened out here. Things have gotten out of shape. We need to stress the most important things. And those three pillars were Scripture alone tells us the truth. That'll be our standard. If it's in God's Word, we will believe it. If it's not, it's open for question and debate. And secondly, faith alone. We will trust in the faith that God has given us by the power of His Holy Spirit. All faith is a miracle. All faith is a gift of God. Every person's faith, if it's true faith, has come as a gift from God, the Holy Spirit, and has brought us into a relationship with God where we are His children. It is a mighty, mighty gift of God. And so we recognize God as the giver in this third pillar when we say, by grace alone, undeserved, unmerited, there is nothing we could do to earn it, nothing we could do to get back in the goodness of God in His grace and mercy, because of our sin. And so He had to come to us. He had to seek us. He had to find us. He had to convert us. He had to give us the faith. You know, when you stop to think of it, God, who made all the rules and said, you must believe in me, is the one that gives us the faith to believe in Him. This is fantastic. And then through that faith, He gives us the power and the ability to do good works, to please Him, and to witness to others. This is all by His grace, all by His goodness. Sola Scriptura, sola fide, and sola gratia. This is what the Reformation's all about. That's what the Christian Church is all about.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.